TalkZone.com.
Mike Northwebio Productions presents Barely Legal, featuring former Chicago Bear Robin Earl and Mike's guy, attorney David Spada, talking NFL football and legal issues in the NFL. Whoa.
Oh, yeah!
Hey, everybody, and good morning. Today is actually Ash Wednesday, a day after Fat Tuesday, as we are taping for our Friday morning show. But this is the Barely Legal Show. And I'm Robin Earl, former fullback and tight end for your Chicago Bears. Alongside me, my partner, attorney at law, David Spada. We are joined today, and damn glad to have him in studio, Uncle Billy Randazzo, who's been a longtime Chicago sports fan, but Billy's claim to fame is supplying hot dogs to the Chicago fans for over 55 years. Hell, he was probably Mike North's mentor. And when he had his hot dog stand, for crying out loud. And speaking of Mike North, we are brought to you each week by Mike North Webby Productions, Next Step Medical Group, Stewart's Coffee, and, of course, the Liberty WiMAX Chicago team, where you can have your phone service for only $24.95 a month. That is without tax or contracts to sign. And when you refer three to your phone service, it is absolutely free. And, of course, Dave Olson, big salute, our guy behind the glass that brings it in every week for everybody. And, Dave, let me tell you something. With Uncle Billy in studio today, this show is going to fly by. This guy's got more stories than Carter's got pills. But glad to have you, Billy.
Welcome aboard. To be here, Robin.
I've known Billy for 10 years, and he could tell story after story. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He keeps going and going and going.
I can tell you a story about David over here. We're playing cards, and he's raising and raising. I said, what do you got, Dave? He says, I don't even know. What beats a straight beats a flush, or a flush beats a straight? I said, Dave, just throw your hand. You don't know what the hell you're doing. And he wins. He don't know his ass from a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Get a little closer
to the mic. Yeah, there you go.
This is Billy's first time on the radio.
Try to. You almost have to chew on the microphone a little bit. There you go.
You put a little mustard on it, I'll eat it.
So let's talk about that. 55 years in the hot dog business. How'd you get started with that?
Well, my uncle's opening up this hot dog stand. I granted Pulaski. Jimmy's was the name of the
Jimmy's,
place.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
So now he says, hey, Billy, you know, help me out for a couple of days. We're going to put this linoleum floor in. It's a green floor. Actually, there was about 15 floors on top of that when we finally got finished with it. Okay. So he says, okay. So I went to Florida, my first trip. I'm 19 years old. I go to Florida, come back, and he says, oh, we're going to start building the place now. I said, that's wonderful. So finally, I open up the doors in March. He said, Billy, do me a favor. He says, help me out for a couple of weeks until we get going. Well, to my count, I think I'm there 2,780 weeks so far. I've been there 55 years in this joint. I can't get out of there. The only way I get out, they got to carry me out in a box.
Unbelievable. So it's just a Jimmy's hot dog stand.
It's just a little hot dog stand.
Right on Grand Avenue,
Pulaski.
Grand and Pulaski.
I've been there so long, they named a street after me. Billy Randazzo Way.
Unbelievable.
I got my gold watch, too. You know, people get a watch in 50 years. This is 55 years. Yeah, but take a look at it, Dave.
Look at this. Holy, he gets a watch. Cow. What did you get from the Bears for 7 years, Robin?
Kicking the ass.
Yeah, kicking the ass. Yeah. See you later. Don't let the door slam behind you. So George, your cousin, George Randazzo, runs the Italian Hall of Fame. And I've had the opportunity to play in several golf outings and some of the fundraisers. What a heck of an organization.
George is fantastic. I'm going to tell you something about George. He started out with a little book. It was a Boxing Hall of Fame. And he gave me this first book. He said, Billy, look, we're going to do this. He's got all these different guys. It was sketches, actually. So finally, he gets rolling. Our first banquet, we had 26 Italian champs. The only guy that didn't show up was Rocky Graziano. Everybody else was there. Willie Pastrano, Willie Pep, Jake LaMotta. All these guys. Guys came with crutches on. I mean, it was fantastic.
That's great.
I mean, everybody was there. Sylvester Stallone was coming, but he didn't show up. So Peter Rodino took his place. You know, the guy from Watergate?
Oh, yeah.
He came in his place. He's about this big. He's about 5'2". Real nice man.
Wow.
And the thing just evolved and evolved and evolved. It's a spectacular place. Yeah.
What year did the Sports Hall of Fame,
I think it was 1971.
About 71.
No, maybe a little later than that. One of them years. Usually I'm pretty good with the years. In fact, George, I'll tell you how sharp George is. He won the medal. They nominated him for the Medal of Honor at Ellis Island. He got the actual Medal of Honor to a worthy American. He got this medal. And just recently, the president invited him to dinner with the prime minister of Italy, Berlusconi. He sat next to the president for dinner. But the place is spectacular.
The money they put in that place is incredible.
It's called the Jerry Colangelo Center. The first floor, we've got all these gold medals from Linda Frattiani, Brian Bortano, Mary Lou Retton's also a tag. A lot of people don't know. We got Mario Andretti's car that won the 500.
Mary Lou Retton?
Mary Lou Retton's Italian.
She's Italian. Wow.
I didn't know Penny Marshall was Italian.
Of course, Colangelo, the owner of the Arizona
Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks, okay.
Not the Diamondbacks, the Suns.
The Suns, Phoenix Suns.
He was with the Diamondbacks. Okay. I got a story about him.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm sure we'll get to that.
We're going
to
get a lot of
stories. Well, anyway, this
Hall
of Fame, this Hall of Fame is spectacular. It's called the Frank Sinatra Theater for Performing Arts. It's a 250-seat theater. It is for children. It's really a spectacular place. They have weddings there. They have outings. They have boxing matches. They have all kinds of things going on over there. And it's a wonderful place. You don't have to be Italian. They give scholarships.
Okay.
They also have the Red, White, and Green, which is the newspaper that goes all over the United States.
Is a guy like Al Capone, is he kind of like an honorary
member? No, we don't deal with those guys.
Don't deal, okay.
He's a scumbag. He was Italian's a bad name.
Yeah, of course.
He was the most famous Chicagoan before Barack Obama.
You know, Billy, when you walked in this morning, of course, you asked me how old I was. I said, well, I'll be 54 in a couple of weeks. I says, now you're what, 70 what?
I'll be 75 November 11th.
Man, you look terrific, man. I tell you what.
Tell my wife that, will you?
What's the secret?
A lot of sex, baby.
A good
drink a little nice wine and good Italian food.
Good Italian
and
food,
I
pasta.
I'm inviting you to my next party at the house. Tell him, Dave, we'll bring him over.
He has a party every July where he's cooking lamb, he's cooking beef, sausage. He's got everything going there.
Oh, wow. I'll be there.
He's always cooking. Time. He's making hot dogs over at Jimmy's Hot Dogs. He's cooking at Blackjack's for his cousins who own the place.
Oh,
the 16th, Dominic's party, don't forget.
That's right. It's the 16th, that's his birthday, right?
That's right. Yeah. 67, I think he's going to be.
The good old Blackjacks.
Fabulous
Blackjacks. What a joint.
That's McMichael's old hangout.
The old Mongo. We had
Mongo
him on
used
last
to come,
week.
I got to tell you how Mongo used to come, right? He'd come in with his wife, and he got a little bag. I said, what do you got in your bag, Steve? He says, my dog. He pulled his dog out. But the dog used to eat beef sandwiches, and he'd take some pasta home for my dog. I mean, the guy is unbelievable.
I've seen him at the last couple of weeks at the home shows.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, the Liberty Chicago team's been out at the Pheasant Run at Libertyville and also the last one at the racetrack in Arlington. And, of course, here comes Mongo with his wife and his new baby girl. She's a year old now and walking around. Of course, the dog goes everywhere. I mean,
in the bag. What the hell?
He's like
that
kid.
Bag will travel.
Yeah, like a kid. Brings him right in the diaper bag.
As long as he's not carrying his kid in the bag.
McMichael, he's got the football team. So my son-in-law has the soccer team. It's called the Chicago Storm, and they play at the same place. And it's a beautiful place. It's Sears Center.
Yeah, Sears Center. You know, we ran into a couple guys at the show, and you know, we're actually going to have probably 40 people going to the home opener against the Milwaukee Bruisers.
What day is that?
I believe that's March 5th.
A week from Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, or maybe the 5th or the 6th. I think it's the 5th. They play Milwaukee. And I guess a lot of his players last year skipped ship and went to the Milwaukee team.
Well, he's going
to
kick some ass. He's going to kick ass.
But they do have the quarterback coming from the Chicago Rush. You know, they shut down the big arena league for a year, hopefully to get their finances straight. But, of course, it's like anything else. A lot of companies have been shut down this year with the recession.
Well, recession don't hurt us. We love recession. They got to eat hot. People got to eat.
That's right. Well, it's like, I mean, not to mention McDonald's, but McDonald's stocks is, poof, it stayed up. It's going up because
we were in business before McDonald's.
Right. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I mean, all the companies are trimming the fat, and everybody's eating fat yesterday on Fat Tuesday.
Don't eat fat, it'll clog your arteries.
So what?
What about Polish sausage?
Good for you, very good. Vienna Polish is the best. We have the best.
This is like talking. Remember Fritzy when Fritzy was on with Mike North? He got in trouble. I think we're going to get banned by the FCC here.
Are we?
No, there's no. We're not FCC compliant here, so we don't have to worry about it.
You can let it rip, Billy. Whatever you want to say. You know what? Now let's go back 55 years ago. You said you're 19 years old. Okay, 19 years old. I can't. You know. I'm going to be only 54. This is before
I'm
going to
go
was,
back
before,
before
I was
that.
Born. You know, tell me a little bit about the history of this.
Okay, I'm going to be the hot dog stand.
Yeah.
Well, it was just out of the clear blue sky. It was like a piece of property on the CTA. So my uncle got to lease this place, and he decided he's going to build a hot dog stand. So, you know, they put a few bricks up and they stopped because the weather was cold, you know.
Okay.
So then they're gonna put the floor in, and he says, "Hey, Billy, help me out with this linoleum floor." I said, "Well, I don't know. What do I know?" And I asked, "I don't know linoleum from a piece of asbestos. I don't know what the hell." He said, "Okay, help me out anyway." He's cutting shit and I'm pushing it down and we're doing all kind of stuff. And we finally get the damn thing down. Good.
Okay.
I said, "I'm going to Florida." I said, "I've never been to Florida in my life, but we're driving to Florida."
Okay, but at that time, 55 years ago, what was the cost of a hot dog?
When we first opened up, it was 25 cents.
A quarter.
We didn't even charge tax.
Wow.
You buy a hot dog, a tamale,
okay,
and a soft drink for 34 cents.
Wow.
No, wait, 39 cents.
And what is it today?
$2.50.
Back in 1954, 53, 54.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
We opened in 54, March of 54.
Now, what did they get for that same hot dog at Wrigley Field during the Cubs game?
I don't ever bought a hot dog. I wouldn't eat a hot dog. If anybody saw me eating a hot dog at any other place, I would be assassinated.
Now, what a question. What brand is your...
Vienna. We have
Vienna,
the best.
Straight Vienna.
Vienna. Nobody's
Vienna
better
is
than
the
Vienna.
Best. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And our Polish sauce, our hot tamales, our French fries... I mean, everything is fresh.
Well, because
it makes the hot dog so good.
Okay, got the dog. Because you have to ignore my ignorance here a little bit because I grew up in Seattle. We didn't have those types.
Yeah, a lot of rain there.
Yeah, a lot of rain.
Starbucks
yeah.
and rain.
Starbucks and rain. See, the Starbucks right there. I grew up on it. But
official coffee of our show is Stewart's Coffee.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I can't forget about Stewart's. You know, I didn't have that Chicago flavor culture when I first came here. I didn't realize it was such a huge community of all the ethnic groups.
Years ago, if you wanted to go to eat a Polish sausage, you go to Polish neighborhood, Chicago Avenue and Ashland. You want to go to a German area, Lincoln, Belmont, and Ashland. You want to go to Chinatown, 22nd and Wentworth. You want to go to you want to eat some stuff, go to Taylor Street. You go to Grand Avenue, where I'm from. I live 951 Erie Street. I live two blocks from the Como Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to walk to the lake. We'd bring my mother makes stuff for us all. My mother's a fabulous cook. And I had three sisters. So we're going to the ball game. The Dodgers were playing Jackie Robinson that year he came in.
Okay.
I said, "Ma, I want you to make a lot of meatball sandwiches, a lot of sausage sandwiches. We're going to the game. We're going to eat." She made 16 sandwiches, 8 of each. I said, "We're going to eat like 2 each, and we're going to sell the rest for some pop."
Okay.
She says, "Okay, we didn't have foil at the time. We wrapped it in a wax paper, put it in a bag. They let you. You could have brought anything into Wrigley Field. They didn't give a shit. Go right ahead."
Go right ahead, yeah. Okay.
Let me tell you what this whole trip cost.
Okay.
This is Jackie Robinson.
Okay.
He took the streetcar on Halston Street, Halston and Erie, 2 cents each. It's 8 cents going, eight
two
cents
pennies,
coming.
Okay.
16 cents for transportation for okay. 4 people.
Oh, wow.
We walked from Addison and Halston to Wrigley Field.
Okay.
60 cents to get in. That's 2:40. So it's $2.56. We saw a doubleheader with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And we ate. And we sold the sandwiches.
Now you can't bring a bottle of water in Wrigley Field.
They had a lot of doubleheaders back then, too.
Every
didn't
Sunday.
They? Every
you
Sunday.
You go to a doubleheader at Comiskey Park, it was either one. That's just saw more Sox games than Cub games.
Yeah.
We go to, after the game, the second game, they'd open up the wall. The gates in right field, and mm-hmm. people would walk right through the field. We'd touch second base, and we'd jag around. And sometimes we would stay afterwards and pick up. They had these little seats that they, mm-hmm. these mm-hmm. cushions, and you'd pick them up, and then you brought them back in. They'd give you a thing to go to the next game if you wanted to go, you know.
Yeah, right.
Billy, you're in the Hot Dog Hall of Fame. You have your own little website. They put your picture up, greasefreak.com. Who knows more about hot dogs? You're Mike North.
I like Mike North. He's a nice guy. What I forgot about hot dogs, he will never even remember. I mean, just forget about it. I made more hot dogs in my sleep than he made on purpose.
You ever tell Mike that?
No, I saw him at the Hall of Fame one year he came. I said, "Mike, I made more hot dogs in 2 days than you made in your whole lifetime." I mean, we killed him with the hot dogs.
Where's Mike North stand at?
His wife did all the work. He didn't work over there.
Well, I know
where
was that at?
Belmont.
I was on Belmont.
It was right across from the old XRT studios. That's how he got started. The guys used to come over from XRT and talk sports with Mike. Mike would talk sports and BS like he does best, and he became famous.
You know, getting together with you, Billy, I mean, this I love this stuff because it reminds me of a time I was at a golf outing, and we're down in the Carolinas, and we had like Roman Gabriel and a lot of Hall of Famers. Paul Hornung was there, and
North Carolina, and, Roman Gabriel.
You know, and, exactly. You know, NC State Wolfpacker and you know, Fuzzy Thurston and Max McGee, and you know, unfortunate. I mean, if the guy wouldn't have been crawling up on his roof last year, he still would have been alive. But I have pictures of all those guys. See, when I was like a towhead, 7, 8 years old, because my dad's family's from Milwaukee, so we used to come out here, go up to Green Bay, and watch training camp. And my mom kept all the pictures and all the autographs and everything. But I was like a kid in a candy store, just listening to these legends. I mean, there was about 8 or 9 of them.
Max McGee, he had 2 sober days in his whole life. The day he died, the day he was born.
And the day he was born, you know. And the night he was out getting drunk because he think he's going to play in Super Bowl.
He had no speed whatsoever, this guy.
And then he ends up being MVP.
He caught that pass right up the middle of the star, just laid it in his hand.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Billy, who was the athlete that you were most impressed with meeting?
Me? I tell you, Bobby Hall. I just loved him, man. He's a great guy, man.
He's awesome. You know, then, of course, you get his brother Dennis together.
Oh, he's the funniest guy in the world.
They're better than...
I met his father. Yeah. I met his father at the game, and he was just a... He looked like Bobby. Like, no, Bobby looks now. That's how his father looked. A fat, little fat, short guy.
But good on skates. Great on skates.
Yeah, he was...
Great.
You know, he had another
skates.
Brother, too. Bobby had another brother. I don't know if he played... if he played hockey, his other brother, I don't know. Dennis couldn't skate, but he could shoot.
What I mean, okay, you got Bobby Hall and, of course, Dennis Hall's brother. Now, Dennis was a little younger, right?
Right.
Okay. And what was his position?
He was a winger.
Winger?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Makita, he had the best line in hockey. Is him and Doug Bones, Kenny Wareham. These guys were tremendous passers.
Yeah. Well, that's what sets them up, you know.
Oh, they were great.
Without
and then Bob Pulford, he just hated the Hawks. That's why he hated them. Why do you think none of these guys were there? He was the general manager of the Blackhawks.
Right.
Did you see
for
any
years,
of the guys there? Esposito, any of the Esposito brothers, Stan Mikita, Hall of Fame hockey players, Bobby Hull. This guy hated them. He hated all these ex-Hawks.
Why is that?
Because he was from Toronto. He didn't like Stan Mikita because Stan Mikita was a better player than him.
Wow.
They would go back and forth all the time. Like Bobby said, I wouldn't piss in his ear to die out his brain if it was on fire.
We are the Barely Legal Show, and man, we're having a blast here with Billy Randazzo, and we're going to take about a 2-minute break here, and David will be back and talk some more sports with a legend in the studio.
Sounds
Billy
great.
Randazzo.
Attention employers of medical professionals and medical professionals looking for new employment opportunities. Do you ever think about how much time and money you spend searching for the perfect candidate to add to your medical team? Do you ever wonder what other career opportunities are out there for you, but you're too exhausted at the end of your day to look? Then you need to contact Next Step Medical Staffing. At Next Step, the medical professional can count on us to alleviate the stress of searching for a new job. And for all your employment managers, we ensure we provide you with the most qualified candidate to meet your medical staffing need. We assist our clients and medical professionals to fill staffing needs in the areas of nursing, allied health, physician, clinical research, psychiatric, and federal staffing services. Call 1-877-6-NEXT-STEP. Or find us on the web at nmsstaffing.com. Let our professional staff show you we are your next step in solving your medical staffing and career needs.
Need sound legal advice? If you've been injured at work, in a car accident, or on the job, or received a traffic ticket, then call me, Attorney David Spada. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't represent yourself. Ensure your rights are protected. Call me, David Spada, at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. You can also download my sports and legal show, Barely Legal, with former pro football player Robin Earl on TalkZone.com.
When you hear a police siren, what are the first words out of your mouth? Well, it should be to call an attorney you can trust. My guy! Attorney David Spada. Going to court without an experienced traffic attorney could result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your driver's license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. I wouldn't want any of these, and you shouldn't either. Don't screw up by not calling David Spada. Call David now. 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. Or visit northtonorth.com to see the reduced rates David Spada is offering.